A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Samech Ches. Baba Kama 68a. Pagination is 135. We'll start on the facing page on a topic that's quite intriguing, the topic of payments of 4 or 5. We know that in the laws of theft, there is a unique case where the person would not only be obligated to pay the basic theft back as principal, or as sometimes happens, double. But in this particular case that's outlined in Parshas Mishpatim at the end of Perek Chaf Aleph, the description is that if a person steals an ox or a sheep or goat, and he shechts the animal or sells it, he's going to be obligated in payments of 4 or 5 times of the principal, depending on the exact example, but this is referred to as the payments of 4 or 5. Now, the Gemara wonders, why is it that it's understood that this only applies by the ox and sheep case, which was outlined in the Pasuk, and not by other animals? You'll remember that on Nundalid Amid Beis 54b, there was a Mishnah that said that in cases of damages, generally, even though the word ox is used, it means any animal that does these types of damages. The wording of the Mishnah was, Eladibur HaKosov Behove. The Pasuk was talking in what is typical, but it's not limited to the case of an ox. Likewise, in the laws of Shabbos, you're not allowed to harness the energy, you're not allowed to have your animal work for you on Shabbos, even though certain animals are outlined. And similarly, in the laws of Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects, certain animals are outlined, but it's not limited to those animals. It's any animal to which you are doing this particular event activity. And therefore, our Gemara asks, on Samach Zayin Amid Beis 67b, about 8 lines from the top, at the 2 dots, Umidas Tashlumei Arba'a V'Chamisha, the payments of 4 or 5, the Mishnah told us, only apply by an ox and sheep. Ve'amai, why is that? Neilif Shar Shar Mishabis, why can't you learn that ox represents all animals, just like it does by Shabbos? Ma lahalan chayev ha'uf kayotze bahen. The law is the same, even by other animals or a bird. Afkan chayev ha'uf kayotze bahen. They should also be the same. And if a person steals someone else's parrot or parakeet, they should be obligated to pay payments, whatever the payments are, but far in excess of principal or double, the 4 or 5 type payments should apply. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Amar Kra, it's based on the Pasuk, Shor Vaseh Shnei Pa'amim, since the Pasuk repeated what type of animal we're dealing with, Shor Vaseh in Midi Acharina Lo, it's because the Torah repeated it that we know this, but otherwise, indeed, the general rule is like it was described in that previous Mishnah, that it's only an example of how the halacha plays out, but indeed it means other animals as well. It's only over here by 4 or 5 that the pasuk repeats shor vaseh, that it's limited to shor vaseh, to these types of animals. A second area of the payments of 4 or 5 that the Gemara explores is exactly how did the sale occur regarding the laws of Yiyush and Shinui. And the question over here is based on a simple consideration that if there was yiyush, does that mean that the animal belonged to the thief? In which case, he was selling his own item. Or is it talking that it happened before yiyush, and he's literally selling the item that still belongs to the original owner? The Gemara says five lines from the bottom. Amar Rav, Rav explained. Lo shanu ela lefnei yiyush. The sale occurred before yiyush. Aval la'achar yiyush, kano ganav rishon. After yiyush, the first thief would already own it. Veganav sheni, and if someone else would steal it from him, for example, Mishalim tashlume kefa leganav rishon, he would be paying the double to the first ganav. This opens up our topic of the payments of 405. Skipping a line, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mipnei ma'omra Torah tavachu mocha mishalim tashlumi abo v'chamisha. Rabbi Akiva explained, why is it that when a person sells this animal, he ends up with a payment of 405? Mipnei shenishtaresh b'chet, because his sin has already made a significant impact. Amos, so let's think this through. When was the sale done? And by implication, what is the status of the animal as it's sitting in the possession of the first thief? From that point, someone else could steal it. From that point, the ganav could sell it to somebody else. But let's figure out what is the status of the animal as it's sitting by the first thief before we introduce another thief or a buyer. Ilema lefnei yiyush. Okay, let's break this down. If you're talking it was before yiyush, before the first owner, the real owner, gave up hope. Mi'ika nishtarish. So then it really did not have any impact when he sold it, since it was before yiyush. Selling it is not going to change the status of the animal. The animal is still traceable to the owner. Ela la'achar yiyush. So you want to suggest that the offense here is because after yiyush occurred, he sold it. V'isal kadaitach yiyush kani, if indeed yiyush acquires it for him, amay mishalim tashlumi abava chamisha, then what's so terrible about selling it? Shalohu tovech, shalohu mocher, he's selling his own product. And the Gemara explains that indeed, we're talking that this occurred before yiyush, and when Rabbi Akiva said nishtarish bechet, it made an impact, and you argued, well, that would have to be after yiyush, in which case I'm not sure what he's doing so terrible at this point. Everything he did wrong was done wrong from before. Amri, kinto amar Rava. Rava explained, mepnei shashina bechet. The problem is not nishtarish bechet, that it actually had an impact, but rather that he repeated the avera. As Rashi explains, la'olam lefnei yiyush, we're talking before yiyush occurred, va'afapi deloa hanu ma'isov, and his sale is not going to change the status of the item, but machayev, there is a serious level of liability here that the Torah places upon the person, because not only did he steal it, but he went ahead and sold it. Now, even though the selling is not a good sale, and it's not changing any status, but he went through the motions. He attempted to sell it. He did such an activity on the black market level. He sold it. Hachanami mipnei sheshina bechet. The issue over here is that it's so offensive because he repeated the violation. He continued. He went out and sold it as if it's his. But the case is lefnei yiyush, before yiyush occurred, because at least as this Gemara presents it, if it would be with after Yiyush, then the item is already his, and the concept of 4 or 5 as payments would not apply. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.